thank God for allowing us to see an unpromised day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Can we give God a hand clap of praise for that? Secondly, I'd like to welcome everybody to our Family and Friends Day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You guys look good in my Madea voice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started with the service. We're going to do so with the opening song by Greater Praise. Followed by that, we'll have a scripture reading by Mother Faye and then a prayer by Sister Christy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead and have some church today. Amen.
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 Beginning with verse
13. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, and reaching forth as the
ghost.
Spirit in us, Lord. Lord, I just want to say right now, I don't want to ask you for nothing. I just want to tell you thank you.
Shine.
cannot see, but let me tell you what God's got for you and me. He's got a whole love and glory and a thing of gold. God freed my body and he washed my soul. In the morning. It's already over. go around telling your neighbor, just whisper neighbor. Go get somebody a hug and tell them it's already over. In Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you a future and an expected. Even if that's the one this morning, you may have been battling with the issues of life. You may have been battling with some problems, some situations, and some circumstances, but you understand you came to a house that you were assembled around some God-loving, some God-fearing people that don't mind praying with you and helping you to see your way through this thing. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. It's growing up. Says, what a mighty God we serve, that the angels bow before him and the heaven and earth are doing. What a mighty God we serve. You don't want to come down by yourself. Grab the person's hand closest to you. This is friends and family day. Somebody will come down with you. The activity of our limbs, God, we may didn't feel our best this morning, but when we woke up this morning, you gave us a reasonable portion of health and strength, and for that, we come to tell you, Master, we don't want to ask you for nothing this morning, but we just want to come tell you thank you. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs and meeting us at the point where we need you, Lord. Master, now we ask that you would come into this service. Not our will, but your will be done. With nothing but filthy rags, Father God. We just want to be used for your service this morning. Father God, we want to move completely out of the way that you take over and take full control. Father God, we want your Holy Spirit. We want your grace. We want your mercy to settle here. We invite you in, Lord. Come take your seat. Our burdens are at your feet, Father God. We want you to settle here this morning.
Oh God, you know the prayer requests that's on the minds, on the hearts, that's been worrying those that stand under the sound of my voice. Father God, we ask that you would see them through. See them through every test, every trial, every tribulation, every circumstance, every problem, and every predicament, God. God, we ask that when they don't understand how they're making it, that you allow them to see that it was you that was carrying them through the storm. Father God, in those times that they want to throw in the towel, Father God, we ask that you would give them strength to pick it back up and to press on anyhow. Because you've given us strength to run on a little while longer to see what the end is going to be. Now we ask that you would use to speak of this service, to speak of this hour, Father God, anoint his mind, his mouth, and his message, Father. Move us out of the way. Move him out of the way, Father God. Sit him down so that you may stand up in it. Father God, as the choir sings, I am chosen unto your name. I ask that you let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. God, that those that need strength this morning, we asking you to do it. Those that stand in need of a financial breakthrough this morning, we asking you to do it. Those that need just a little closer walk with you, we asking you to do it this morning, Master. Master, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough. Master, we really thank you this morning. Whew. You've been so good to us. It will take all night for us to tell it all. But you've been so good to us. You've been a way maker. You've been a miracle worker. You've been a promise keeper. You've been a light in the dark path. You've been everything we need you to be. Father God, move us out of the way. This is your service. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. God, people said amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you. Amen. Just cause the music stops, don't mean y'all can't give God some praise. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He's worthy of all the praise and all the glory. A songwriter said that Jesus is on the main line. You can call him up and tell him what you want. God is worthy right now. Sometimes we need to make them understand that you don't need to rush the Spirit of God. You don't need to rush God. Y'all can get home to y'all steaks later. Y'all get home to your roast later. But right now, God is trying to do something in this service. So we're going to let God have his way, amen. I tell you to stand up and give him a praise. I tell you to stand up and give him a praise. I tell you to stand up and say thank you. I tell you to say, Lord, I love you. Say, Lord, have your way in this house, in my life, in my situation, in my struggles.
And no matter what you go through, you still got a praise inside of you. Amen. And to God be the glory for the things that he has done. You ever find yourself riding down the street in your vehicle and you just said, you ever had one of the moments that you just ride down the street in your vehicle and that just comes to you, that to God be the glory for the things that he has done. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Before I give the tithing declaration, I'll let you guys know something. Let you know that this ain't we just playing church, amen. That God is doing something amazing, amen. I told you guys probably about a month ago that I was dealing with this issue with this vehicle that I purchased, and I couldn't get the title for this vehicle. And I told y'all that they called me and I filed this claim and everything came together. And they told me, we're going to send you an email. I was happy. They told me they're going to send me a little money. I was like, cool, amen. To God be the glory, amen. I was happy, amen. My soul got happy. But I was like, oh, they're going to send me a little fun. I didn't even do nothing wrong here. I didn't, you know, he just didn't give me my title. As a matter of fact, you know, he kept on playing. Every time I called, he would get my title and everything. So I waited and I waited and I waited. And this week, the lady called from the finance company. She said, this is what I need you to understand. She said, the state of Oklahoma is going to send you some paperwork. She said, all I need you to do is go to the tag agency, get it notarized, pay for the VIN inspection. She said, and then send me a copy of your insurance. This is the part that all the shouts you right here. This part that shouted me. She said, and don't worry about the $1,600 that the tag going to cost. She said, because the bank going to pay for it. She said, and you ain't going to have to pay for it. On the count of three, y'all, let's read this together.
As we give our time, we believe God's jobs, dead jobs, raises, promises, sales, and commissions, faithful service, the station, and inheritance. We believe God's interest and income, rebates and returns, scholarships and fellowships, checks in the mail, direct deposits, gifts and surprises.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Amen. Told you, sometimes you give them to God be the glory moment. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, I need you to understand something. Understand something. We are one body. We are one body. We are one whole. We're one family. We have one goal, one mission. You may see two baskets. The reason why you see those baskets is because we have another church that's here with us. There has not been any conversations of a merger between the two churches and everything. So understand, some deliverance and praise still have some operational costs that they got to take care of. Greater Praise got theirs, amen. So if you want to give to Greater Praise, you give to this basket over here that lovely Mr. Everett is holding, amen. Mr. Everett, you would raise your basket up real quick. Boom, check us out. Amen. If you want to give to deliverance and pray, you give over here to love the basket. This Tasha, so Tasha, raise your basket. Show them who you are. Bam, check us out. Amen. Amen. If you just want to give to both, when you come down, just extend both of your hands out. But understand something. We just trying to make it over here. But we do understand that deliverance and pray still has operational costs that they do take care of. So we are one body. We just one church. We just trying to see the same Jesus. Amen. 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 This is something I want. This is something that's been through in my life for the last couple of weeks. So I want to keep letting y'all know there ain't no funny business going over here. We just got another church over here with us and everything. We just doing what the Lord told us to do. Amen. 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 So as you give, understand that it shall be given back to you. Press down, shake together, and run it over. Shall men give it to you. We'll also understand this morning that if you are one of those people that like to give virtually, you can give to $GreaterPraiseBCO6. That's $GreaterPraiseBCO6. It's on the board behind me. If you want to give to DAP, you can give to $Church DAP1. If you ain't going to be here, if you still think that, hey, that church is doing something great and I'm going to send my tithes that way, you can mail it to 920 Northwest 46th Street. This is my favorite one right here. If you just want to, please come in, give your tithes in person. Amen. If both sides will please stand, face the middle aisle, and follow the direction of the usher in the rear. Amen. Amen. Cash App is $GreaterPraiseBCO6. $GreaterPraiseBCO6. Cash App for deliverance and praise is $Church DAP1. That's $Church DAP1. If you give it to Greater Praise, you give to the basket that Sister Deborah is holding. If you give it to deliverance and praise, you give to the basket that Sister Tasha is holding. Amen. Amen. last time y'all came and seen us, we was in that storefront, but look what the Lord has done, amen. Amen. We got a church, amen. Amen. A church with some room, amen. Amen. The Lord is blessing us right now, amen. 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 Eternal God, Father, we want to thank you for these times. We want to thank you for the seeds as well as the seed sowers. Continue to watch out for us. Continue to bless us like only you can, Father God. Continue to be with us in this service. We thank you right now. We continue to plead the blood of Jesus over this service, and we say, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. It's hard sometimes having a pastor that's in authority. I told him, Sam, I'm gonna keep him up there. I got it, pastor. Amen. You done for me. Amen. Amen. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. 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 Not because of nothing that we've done, but because of everything that he's done, that he's been our keeper. He's been everything that we needed to be. I stand before you this morning to introduce one of my spiritual fathers in the ministry. Amen. Amen. He is a man that will tell you what thus said the Lord. He's one that ain't afraid to tell you that I've been through some things. I ain't always been the man of God that you see today. And sometimes I might still fall. I might still stumble. But he will tell you what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If you've ever been on the east side, you maybe stopped by a place called Mama E's. He was the owner of Mama E's until God told him otherwise. Amen. But don't forget, you can get you some of that Mama E's today. Amen. In the back. Amen. Amen. I present to you and present to some and introduce to others. Amen. Apostle Keith D. Patterson, and the D stands for dynamic. Amen. If you would extend your right hand. Amen. Amen. And if you repeat after me, Apostle Patterson,
Apostle Patterson,
preach the word.
Preach the word.
Apostle Patterson,
Apostle Patterson,
preach the word.
Preach the word.
Apostle Patterson,
Apostle Patterson,
if you preach,
we'll listen.
If you preach, we'll say amen.
We'll say amen.
Remember, we on Lion Church, amen, so say amen.
Come on, let's give God praise in this atmosphere. Come on, praise him like you're living, Lord. Praise him like you're loving. Praise him like he made a way out of nowhere. Praise him like you woke up this morning with your mind stayed on him. You look, behind the wall of your mind. You know, I just wish I had a church in here and I've been through some stuff. But you know, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would have lost your mind long time. In the room, and I don't need nobody, because when I'm in my car, I have flashbacks of where he brought me from. I don't need nobody when I'm going to get in the sanctuary, because I already set the atmosphere before I got here. And when I get here, it's just time to celebrate what he's done. So good to be here. We're going to dance before I preach. One of ours, woman of God, for being pastor, for being here on tonight. Apostle, right?
Yes.
Apostle, we thank you for being here. Thank Pastor Safari for being here. And all of the visitors, evangelists being here this morning, and all of you God's children. You ought to look at your neighbor and just smile and say, I'm glad to be sitting next to you.
I'm glad to be sitting next to you.
Oh, see, you said it to the wrong one, because they should have been excited to be sitting next to you. Because if they knew where you always been what I am, but I thank God I am what I am right now. It's been real good to us. And so I'm just so excited about what he's going to do. I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some lonely nights, but when I look around and I think things over, said all of my good days, how with my bad days, he's been so good. Tell me,
world you see. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain.
Come on, give God praise. If you won't complain, if he really been good to you, I dare you to praise him like he's been good to you. I dare you to praise him like he's really been good to you. The marquee outside says greater praise. I dare you to praise him like you're in a greater praise to give God.
Y'all know I will go ahead and preach. Without them dancing, you better let them know.
We should have been ready. Come on. Please stay ready to get ready. Here they come, y'all.
Come on, baby.
Come on, let's give it up for this dance ministry. As they come, Minister Tiana and Young Sugar, let's give it up for them.
Yeah. God is leaning.
Come on.
Starting at the 13th through the 18th verse and verse 29, you would stand for the reading of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
1 Samuel 23, 13 through 18. We're going to drop down to the 29th verse. Amen. Amen. And it reads from the NIV. I'll be reading from the NIV as well as the Message Bible. From the NIV it reads, "So David and his men, about 600 in number, left Keilah and kept moving from place to place. When Saul was told that David had escaped Keilah, he did not go there. David stayed in the wilderness strongholds and in the hills of the desert of Ziph. Day after day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands. While David was at Horesh in the desert of Ziph, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. And Saul's son, Jonathan, went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. Don't be afraid, he said. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this. Then the two of them made a covenant before the Lord. Then Jonathan went home, but David remained at Horesh. Verse 29 says, and David went up from there and lived in the stronghold of Engedi. The Message Bible says, so David and his men got out of there. There were about 600 of them. They left Keilah and kept moving, going here and there and whatever, always on the move. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he called off the raid. David continued to live in the desert hideouts in the backcountry, wilderness hills of Ziph. Saul was out looking for him day after day, but God never turned David over to him. David kept out of the way in the wilderness of Ziph, secluded at Horesh, since it was plain that Saul was determined to hunt him down. Jonathan, Saul's son, visited David at Horesh and encouraged him in God. He said, don't despair. My father Saul can't lay a hand on you. You will be Israel's king, and I'll be right by your side to help. And my father knows this. Then the two of them made a covenant before God. David stayed at Horesh, and Jonathan went home. David left there and camped out in the caves and canyons of Engedi. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his holy word.
Amen.
Giving honor to Bishop and to all of the ministry and staff here. I'm just excited about Jesus. If you would look at your neighbor and help me tell the text. Tell him the Lord is my keeper.
The Lord is my keeper.
That was the wrong neighbor. Look at the other one and say, neighbor.
The Lord is
my keeper. So many times we get into places in our lives where we feel that we can't make it, we can't go any further. Here we see David is on the run a Deidre for his life. He's on the run for his life because he is anointed. And it's one thing about being anointed and another about being appointed. Let me show you how. Because David was anointed as king by Saul, by Samuel. And then Saul was appointed to be king. Y'all work with me. And so now David's anointing intimidated Saul. So many times people are intimidated by your anointing. They're intimidated. They are always on the hunt. They're always looking out, trying to find reasons why they're trying to bring you down. But you ought to look at your neighbor and say, I've been anointed by God. And you may have been appointed by God. So whatever the case may be, I know that God has got me covered in this season. Oh, I got me covered in this season. So David had to go into hiding. Went into hiding, and then the text tells us he was in a stronghold. And when we look at Roddy, what the stronghold is, it's a cave, it's a dungeon, it's a place of hiding. Sometimes you gotta hide from some things, and sometimes you gotta run from some stuff. And when you get to a place of a stronghold, you need to know that God has got your back. And not every stronghold is a bad stronghold. Because God will keep you in a place where he's anointed you. And because he's hiding you in that season. He's hiding you in that season because he knows if you step out too soon. You will abhor what he is doing. Here Saul was looking for David. Looking everywhere, and everywhere he went, God did not allow him to find him.
Yeah.
You ought to look at your neighbor and just smile at him, because God didn't let the enemy find you in the nightclub. He didn't let him find you in the crack house. He didn't let him find you on Skid Row. He didn't let him find you where you were. We've all been some places that we don't want to talk about no more. But the Bible says, by the words of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb, they overcome. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to talk to me. See, some of y'all, the reason you can't celebrate this morning is because you still tied down and held to your past. But I thank God for deliverance, because God is my keeper. He kept my mind stayed on him. He kept my mind when I wanted to give up. He kept my mind when I wanted to throw in the towel. He kept me.
Thank you,
he kept me from dangers seen and unseen. He kept me. I know somebody else got that testimony that he kept you. You was driving down I-35 and he kept you. God. Should have been dead, sleeping in your grave, but he kept you. David was in a place where that God kept him. God kept him there for a reason. God kept David, and the reason he keeps us is because he's preparing you for greater. He's preparing you for greater, because in this season where you are now, things are happening. Foreclosure has come. Divorce has come. You've lost everything, and it seems like, why, Lord, me, is the question we ask. We always want to know why us, but God said, I got you if you just keep trusting me. I got you if you just keep believing. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge me. I'm going to get you through this. I just watch me. You've been through some stuff worse than this before, and he brought you from a mighty long way. Looking like you went and don't come through it, but God brought you down. In a place of stability. Sometimes when we're going through some stuff, we want to know why is it so rough right here, but God said it's not really rough, it's getting better. Yeah. It's really getting better, sister. You're not going through what you went through in the past. You might have some similar situations, but the things have gotten better.
Things are getting brighter for you. Keep leaning not to your own understanding. Watch this. David stayed in the wilderness. Stronghold in the hills of the desert of Zephon. Which means, Zephon means being in a place of struggling, warfare, and isolation. Sometimes God will allow us to struggle. And we think, why, Rita, are we struggling when I'm anointed? Why am I struggling when I'm anointed? Can I help somebody? God gave Moses some instructions to go and get some myrrh and some cinnamon and And here it is. Here it is. There were three spices that he had to go get. Bitter and sweet. Some people don't understand that sometimes you got to go through the bitter. Sometimes you got to go through some pains. Sometimes you got to go through some hurt. Sometimes you got to go through some ups and some downs just to get the sweet things in life. We want the sweet, but we don't want the pain. We don't want to go through the suffering. We don't want to go through the ups and the downs. We don't want to have to go through nothing.
That's right.
And while we're going through it, we got to learn how to be quiet. Learn how to praise our way, mother, through it. Some of us, we think that when we look at our neighbor, it looks like they got everything going on. Everything in their life is good. But if I allowed you to look down your road and ask the person that you're sitting next to, they would tell you a whole different story than what they look like. Because they understood, I'm not going to look like what I'm going through. Because I know that God is going to bring me through this. And when he brings me out, I'm going to look like I should. And what he already preordained for me to look like.
Had to go some bitter places. Had to go through some rough places. But in those rough places that I went through, God made a way of escape for me. I don't know about nobody else. I'm preaching to myself this morning, Nikki, because I had to understand that everything I went through was purposed. Everything that I went through, God was making me greater. You have to pay for the anointing. Look at your name and say, the oil you toast, you got to pay for it. And when you have our anointed, things really get rough on you. People talk about you. People lie on you. People mistreat you. People scandalize your name. But you tell them, I'm still anointed. No matter how hard it gets.
You got that oil. You ought to look at your neighbor and tell them, I got that oil. And because you got the oil, God said, I'm keeping you in a stronghold. I'm keeping you in this stronghold because now I'm going to send some encouragement. Jonathan came and encouraged David because David was at the point he was about to give up. He was tired of going through it. Hated what he was going through. He had been through some situations, some times and some things that occurred in his life, and he tried to figure out why. But God said, I've got to send somebody to keep encouraging you. You want to look at your neighbor? I said, I'll encourage you when you can't encourage yourself. I'll send somebody to speak a word of encouragement to you. But watch this. Everybody can't encourage you. And be careful who you allow to speak life over you. Be careful who you allow to speak over you and speak into you. Because there are blessings and curses that come out of people's mouths. And you ought to understand, I'm clever, I'm anointed, and I'm not going to let you put nothing on me that ain't coming. The Lord keep me. The Lord keep me. He's my keeper. And because the Lord is my keeper, I don't have to depend on nobody else. Watch this.
So Jonathan comes and he says, you are going to be king as it has already been preordained. You want to look at somebody and say, what I'm going through, it ain't going to dictate what I'm going to become. Because if God already called me to be that, that's already what I am. Already am. I don't care all of your hating. And a lot of times, Nikki, the only reason people talk about you is because they know your past. They don't have nothing else to talk about. So when you start hearing folks talking about who and what you are, you got to understand they're just bored. They got nothing better to do. But God keep on keeping you.
Encourages him to the point David has some sense of hope now. He says, you're going to be king and I'll be second to you. Here, that sounds oxymoron because Jonathan is Saul's son. Hell, y'all don't hear me. Sometimes God will jump over some folk that thought they were better than you and give you that. Every one of your haters are going to get invited to a banquet. And when they show up, you're going to be the guest of honor. And they're going to sit there and watch God's favor on your life. Every lie they told, every bit of scandal they tried to tell, everything you lost, God said, I'm giving it back to you.
And he encouraged him. But David said, I still can't come out. See, sometimes we come out prematurely. Sometimes, mama, we come out prematurely. We're like, can I just use this illustration? It's like a butterfly that goes into a cocoon. He has to go through the process before he becomes that beautiful thing. But most of us really don't understand that we have to go through the process to get to become that beautiful thing that God's already called you to be. Sometimes we want to come out too soon and we become monsters. That's why we got a lot of folk out here preaching prematurely. Don't know nothing. Ain't been through nothing. And preaching like they did everything. They riding off somebody else's anointing. Somebody else's appointed time.
Sure, you gotta learn how